as you might have discerned by now, both Clinton and Sanders consider California key to finally closing the books on their primary race. Capital Public Radio's Ben Bradford has more.
Former President Bill Clinton campaigned throughout California on his wife's behalf over the weekend and yesterday. At a rally of about 1,000 people at Sacramento State, he laid out the stakes.
If she wins California, as you voted for me, it maximizes the chances that we go into this convention and attempt to be unified. And we come out of it strong.
Sanders says he'll continue campaigning to the convention, and he's betting on California to keep him in the conversation. The senator spent the better part of May in the state and just added more stops. The campaign's national press secretary, Simone Sanders, no relation.
I think California's important because it's a bigger delegate amass. So, yes, we want to win California, and we think we can. We think it's right territory.
Perhaps that's why President Clinton went after a key Sanders demographic during his trip, young voters. Nearly all of his rallies took place at high schools or universities. At Sac State, President Clinton never mentioned Sanders by name, but contrasted the two candidates' college affordability plans.
We got a system that doesn't require the state to come up with money it doesn't have or won't give, and we can still let people get out of college debt-free.
There was a lot of gray hair in the crowd, but also some young voters. Anthony Areola graduated from Sacramento State on Saturday. He says he's undecided.
I like Bernie Sanders' ideas, but I think Hillary Clinton has a much better chance of getting stuff done.
Clinton was more than an hour late for his own rally. He was meeting with a popular California politician, a bitter rival from his 1992 presidential bid. Governor Jerry Brown's office says the two discussed the campaign, although not an endorsement. In Sacramento, I'm Ben Bradford.